will get well wishes to tennis champion Serena Williams. She was rushed to a Los Angeles hospital yesterday for emergency treatment of a hematoma. It was caused by a pulmonary embolism or a blood clot in the lung that was discovered last week. All of it traces back to surgery that she had last year after cutting her foot on a shard of broken glass. But it's going to take a whole lot more than that to slow down Serena Williams. After all of that, she tweeted the message to her fans last night. It read simply, "Tough day." Up next, how to make a fortune just by getting a haircut.
Keeping healthcare decisions between you and your doctor is not a Republican thing. It's not a Democrat thing. It's an everybody thing, a common sense thing. That's why a rapidly growing number of people from all political persuasions are getting behind a plan to move healthcare policy away from Washington insiders and closer to you. It's called the Healthcare Compact, and you can see the plan at healthcarecompact.org. That's healthcarecompact.org. Log on today and help turn a Washington failure into an American success.
Paid for by the Healthcare Compact Alliance.
Meat oaf? Onion oop? Russell routes? When the food you eat has nutritional gaps, so do you. But fortunately, you've got Centrum. With more key nutrients than one a day essential, Centrum helps you fill the gaps better. So go on. Eat that water, Ellen. Lick that ice cream. Sip that Uthi. Filling those nutritional gaps is as easy as taking a Centrum. Centrum, complete from A to zinc.
Finally, it seemed pretty silly last week when so many media outlets were reporting on teen idol Justin Bieber cutting his famous floppy hair. He gave a lock of his hair to TV host Ellen DeGeneres, who put it on eBay, and it just sold for $40,668. The money's going to go to an animal rescue charity. You know, I'd sell my own hair on eBay to help charity, but I don't think it would bring as much. And besides, I have a lot less hair to spare. And this is the Huckabee Report.
The Huckabee Report right here on Oklahoma Today, KFBW AM 1230. It's 34 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. We're looking at traffic for you. An accident at 7301 Rogers Avenue happened about 7:05. Be prepared to yield to emergency vehicles operating in that area on Rogers Avenue. On our newsmaker line right now, John Taylor with Stern, AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Talk about finances and fiscal responsibility. And John, Arkansas doing a good job on that.
Yeah, they really are. I know that we're behind in a lot of things in Arkansas, but we're one of only three states, maybe two if you use one measurement, that really has had a fiscal surplus last year and is working on one this year. You know, you hear all this news stories about the various states that are in trouble, and would Congress allow state pass legislation to allow states to file bankruptcy? States like Illinois, California, in deep trouble. Arkansas is in great shape. Here's a report that was released yesterday from the Department of Finance Administration. And it shows that in the 8 months year-to-date, in the fiscal year for the state of Arkansas, total collections up 1.2% above forecast. This is after 8 months. But here's a really encouraging number that's embedded within this six-page report, and that is income taxes, state income taxes, are withheld from payrolls, up 6% in the year-to-date period compared to last year. Gross receipts, which were sales tax, up 5.7%. And they go on to say that this represents broad-based gains across consumer and business spending. And then overall, tax collections up 2.1%, which they say, quote, reflects a rebound from weakness in year-ago collections. So sales tax numbers doing well, and then more people working more hours, more people making more, and therefore withholding tax up 6%. So Arkansas continues to do quite well as a state from a fiscal standpoint. We've been talking about jobs this week. Yesterday we saw a number from ADP, and that number was very strong. Showed that non-farm payrolls, new jobs generated last month, February, 217,000, much better than expected. But if you look, once again, below the surface and look at the numbers, we've known for years that most new jobs in this country are generated by small business owners, not by large businesses. Large companies, that is people with 500 employees or more, have only increased about 10,000 jobs per month over the last 3 months. But get this number. Small businesses, defined as those that have 50 or less employees, have created an average of 100,000 jobs each month for the last 3 months, accounting for 45% of all new jobs over that period. So we see once again that that's the lifeblood, and that's doing quite well. One other number we did get this morning, every Thursday we talk about initial jobless claims, people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time. The number last week dropped down below 400,000, which is a really important number from a psychological standpoint. It was downwardly revised last week to 388,000. This week it comes in at 368,000, which is better than expected. And then, of course, tomorrow we get the big numbers from the Labor Department. We get non-farm payrolls from, according to the government, the unemployment rate, the average work week, hourly earnings, all kinds of things tomorrow. But it does indicate that if this high price of oil and the unrest in the Middle East and et cetera doesn't undo things, that this recovery is beginning to get some legs.
All right, John, that's what we need for sure. Just keep the Mideast from somehow throwing a monkey wrench into it.
That and Congress.
Yeah, there you go. I want to remind everybody, John, about your seminars coming up next week.
Yeah, we're going to be doing, there was a massive tax bill, of course, signed in December by the president and extended the, quote, Bush tax cuts for 2 years. And it changed everything, capital gains, Roth IRAs, estate taxes. And we're going to, the UAFS Foundation is sponsoring a couple of free workshops next Wednesday morning and next Thursday evening. And for parking purposes, we're going to move those across the street to Central Christian Church, which has adequate parking. If you've tried to park on the UAFS campus, you know how bad that is. And if you're interested, they're free, and they're sponsored by the university. And if you're interested, you can call and make your reservation at 788-7024.
All right, John, very good. And we'll be talking about that here on the station.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, John Taylor. At Stern, AG and Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can reach John by calling 479-782-2527. Very easy. That's the phone number, 782-2527. Or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com. And